Virginia?
Sure, Jillian. Well, and thank you for having me here today. Yes, so as we've heard in other presentations, telehealth obviously has exploded recently. And so a lot of people are looking to get into the business and the industry. And so when you get a call from a brand new company that's wanting to start in telemedicine, they have a lot of issues and decisions to make. And then each decision they make will later impact their ability to make an exit or consolidate or sell. And so each of these decisions is important. First, they have to think about what kind of providers do they want to use? Are they wanting to use physicians, nurse practitioners, psychologists, social workers, therapists? I mean, there's a lot of different options. And then within each state, there are different rules about how those providers can provide telemedicine. In some states, certain types of providers are not allowed to use telemedicine, and that's something you need to be aware of. You also need to be aware of if you're working with nurse practitioners. I mean, those rules are very different in every state. Some can work independently, some cannot. Some cannot, you know, provide telemedicine. So that's a kind of an initial stage decision they have to make, is who do they want to work with? Then once they've made that decision, they have to decide, how are they going to provide the telemedicine? Are they going to do it real time, two-way communication like a Zoom? Or are they going to do an asynchronous type telemedicine where they're uploading images or data like a radiology type provider, where the doctor gets it, reviews it on their own time, and sends it back? Again, that's a very significant decision because different states have different rules about when and if asynchronous technology is allowed. Then they have to decide, how is the flow of funds going to work? Are we going to be charging insurance? Are we going to be directly charging patients? Are we going to be charging employers or facilities? That's obviously going to have a really big impact on the way they set up their business. It's also going to have a big impact on what rules and regulations they are subject to. Next, they have to think about the corporate practice of medicine. As we know, there are a lot of states that have the corporate practice of medicine and nurse practitioners and psychologists. I mean, it doesn't just apply to doctors. And then they have to figure out, if they're in a state that has the corporate practice, like Texas, do we need to utilize the friendly PC model? You know, if you're a doctor and you're wanting to provide these services directly, you don't have to worry about that. But if you are a business person coming into the space, you are going to have to set up a model that will work under the corporate practice. And the friendly PC model, for those of you that are not familiar, is where a business entity can set up a management service organization that contracts with a professional entity that typically provides the service, and they're supposed to be independent from one another. What makes it friendly is that there's usually a stock restriction type agreement, sometimes called a succession agreement or continuity agreement, where if the relationship between the doctor owner of the professional entity and the business owners of the MSO goes awry, that we can remove that doctor. The doctor can remove themselves, or the MSO can remove the doctor, and it allows the structure to remain in place even if there's a new physician owner. And so if you're having to use that model, that's a complicated model, and it requires you to go out and find a physician who understands that model. And we'll talk a lot more about that in a minute. And then to get them to sign all of the, you know, associated documents. A couple other things that people have to think about, the prescribing laws are different in every state. So some states have telemedicine laws that say you can provide telemedicine, but then their pharmacy code says, but you can only prescribe under these circumstances, and they don't always match up. So again, if prescribing medication is going to be something you're going to want to do, then you're going to have to be familiar with all of those rules. Once you've kind of gotten your basic business model set up, then you have to think about all the operational pieces, your website, your app. Do you have the right terms and conditions, privacy policy? Do you have your informed consent set up correctly? Your notice of privacy practices? What EMR are you using? What platform are you using? Have you developed your own internal platform, or are you going to, you know, use an external platform? And again, you're going to have to make sure that your website meets the FDA advertising rules, the FTC advertising rules, and potentially, you know, HIPAA rules. So again, all of these decisions will later impact how you're able to sell, you know, whether or not you've kind of done your due diligence and met all of these laws. The last thing I'll say is, once people have begun an operation and they're ready to expand into other states, Because typically people start in one state and then want to expand. There's a lot of different approaches even to that. Do you do a streamlined approach where you use the same PC in as many states as you can? Or do you form a new PC in every state? Again, that's an important operational decision you'll have to make. So the last I think thing I'll just say is when people come to me, they're often surprised at how many different rules apply to a telemedicine company. There's all the federal rules, FDA, FTC, HIPAA, Medicare and reimbursement. And then you've got all the state rules, which are different in every state. You've got licensing, scope of practice, prescribing rules, corporate practice. So there's just a lot going on. And so it's really important that when people get started, that they do things correctly, because then when they're ready to sell, they go to Kate and Kate can talk a little bit about how these decisions impact those sales.